The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
It's the Ben and Vince show. Are you ready? You ready for a podcast? Are your balls inflated proper amount?
Oh man, what a controversy. Can you actually explain that to me? Because I just heard about it. I don't understand what advantage that would give or not give anyone or anyone else.
Well, if your balls aren't inflated properly, if they're underinflated, then they're easier to grip and catch and throw.
Is that so. Really? Wouldn't they be harder to throw?
I mean, only if you underinflate them too much.
Okay. I guess I maybe understand catch because they're less likely to like bounce out of your arm or whatever. Is that right?
I mean, just like, you know, football's pretty big, you know, it's easier to grip when there's less, you know.
But I mean...
Like, dig your fingers into it, you know?
Okay. So, then another... okay, I'm still not totally convinced, but I've only ever played with, you know, regulation, professional-style, completely inflated football, so...
Right.
I don't have a good impression. But the other question is, does the home team... provide the balls for both teams?
No, each team brings their own balls.
Really?
Yeah.
People were having a big discussion about this. One dude went on NFL.com/rules/ball and found that that like you have to have like it was like the home team gets like 36 balls.
No. Each team gets 12 regular balls and 12 kicking balls.
Yeah, I definitely heard about the kicking thing being separate. I'm pretty sure I also heard that 36 was a number that was involved.
Maybe they get 6 kicking balls, I don't know.
No. It's like the home team gets 36 and the away team gets 24. 12 of each of those are for kicking.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Something like that. But then people were... One dude was really adamant that the home team provides the balls, and the other dude was saying that he didn't think that was true.
Yeah, no, that's not true. I mean, then, it used to be true, I guess. They changed it a little bit.
Why?
I mean, just because, like, you know, basically everyone was supposed to play with, like, the same balls, right?
Right.
And they were, like, you know, new, fresh balls.
Yeah.
But the problem was that, you know, the home team would go and alter them to their advantage, you know.
Sure.
You know, we're going to scuff up the balls, we're going to run the balls through the dryer. So, you know, to make it fair, they just decided they're going to let everybody alter their own balls and bring the balls that you're going to play with.
I see. Okay. But, I mean, also in the rules were that they always have to be available for testing with, like, a pressure gauge by the ref or whatever.
Right.
But I guess there's, like, other things that you could, you know, alter.
Yeah. I mean, they just, you know, people, like, they'll, like, rub them down or like, you know.
Rub them down.
Well, you know, you open, once you open a new football out of the box, it's like, you know, it's real greasy or like whatever those little bumps are, they're like really bumpy. So like depending on the quarterback, if he wants it to just be like, you know, worn down in a certain area so you can grip it better or like, you know, if he wants it to be slicker or, you know, less slick.
Another strategy would be to be better at playing football than the other team with, you know, any kind of ball.
Yeah, well, don't tell that to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, him and Barack Hussein Obamacare can go hang out. I don't know if I said that right. Yeah, that guy's a jerk.
Well, you know, they're going to face off in the Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks.
Is that a thing? Are they taking Adderall?
They were last year.
What does Adderall do to help you in football? Helps you stay focused?
Uh-huh.
They're not focused?
Well, they are focused. I mean, what if they wanted to be more focused?
I saw this video, I'm sure you've seen it, of this, I think, was it like college, maybe? I think it was a college game where this one linebacker, just like the play starts, but he just stays there frozen, like staring, like, you know, in the like, what is the, like the, you know, the starting pose where you're like, you know, hunched down on your knees or whatever.
3-point stance?
Sure. Anyway, he just like stays there frozen while the play like happens around him and like, you know, I feel you can kind of tell that the guy who was facing him at first is like kind of freaked out, but then the video doesn't show the end of the play, so like, I don't know if he ever moved.
Well, did you see the video where the guy, the play starts and he's it's a punt, right? And he's on the punting team, so his job is to run down the field and tackle someone.
Okay. Right?
So he's lined up, he's on the line, and he's like in the like stance, like he's about to take off running.
Yeah.
The play starts, and instead of taking a step forward and running, he just stands straight up and then falls back, like does a trust fall backward.
I saw that one, yeah. And then it just kind of like sucks out the other team.
Well, the reason why is because they're running a fake.
Okay.
And the punter was going to throw the ball. And on a forward pass, if you're not an eligible receiver, which he wasn't in that formation, you're not allowed to go downfield.
Oh.
So, like, you know, he could stay there and block, but, like, you know, they wouldn't expect him to do that. So they're like, well, we don't have anything for you to do.
Oh.
Fall down.
Is that against some kind of rule?
No, but it was a pretty stupid idea. It didn't work.
Okay. I mean.
But you know, the eligible and ineligible receivers, that's another way that the cheatriots are cheating.
Yeah. That sounds like a type of, like, face oil tea tree. It's.
I never use face oil.
Well, you must have a really, watery face. Why? How is? What other way are they cheating?
They're actually not cheating. It's not cheating. People are mad because because Belichick thought of it before them.
Sure.
It's just an innovative way to line up and have people be receivers or not.
Oh, okay. I mean, but is he just like getting around some rule that doesn't?
He's found a new way to, you know,
to abide by the rule.
No, he's just found an innovative way to exploit the rules to confuse defenses.
Sure. Okay. I'm just saying, are they going to, like, go and just change this rule now to
stop him? What's going to happen is that everyone's going to do it.
Sure.
Defenses will adapt to it, and then it'll be back to normal.
Kind of like, you know, the superhero and sci-fi movies and the movie going public.
Yeah. Kind of like the spread offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to do. Yeah.
Kind of like the forward pass.
These are all innovations. I bet they could do a video timeline of all these kind of things during like some kind of Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. They're all.
Who are you?
Bill Belichick.
All of those?
Yep.
Wow. What an innovator.
Cleats? He invented cleats?
Seriously?
He invented putting the laces on the football?
Wow. This guy, I mean, having, you know, a guy who started coaching after football had already been invented, that's pretty amazing.
He invented hands?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that was Lady Gaga. Sorry.
Why?
She invented hands.
I don't remember hearing about that.
Well, you should remember when hands were invented.
Is this kind of like a Newton-Leibniz kind of situation?
Sure.
Like, Newton actually invented hands, but Lady Gaga got the credit. Or the other way around.
No, I don't think Newton invented hands.
Oh, no, they did it simultaneously.
They
independently invented hands.
That's possible. Hands.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Heroes of America who invented all of these useful things.
Yep.
Which hero are you drawing a picture of for Hero Day?
I'm gonna have to go with.
Yeah. I kind of like that robot.
Which one?
The sex robot.
There's a sex robot?
Well, probably, right? Actually, I did see a YouTube video once, which I was kind of surprised was on YouTube, of a guy who invented this, like, I guess it wasn't a sex robot in the way you're thinking, although I'm not sure what you're thinking. It was more about, it was a machine that, I guess, like, wait, yeah, what was the point of this? All I know is that to demonstrate it, he had this, like, really creepy, you know, doll thing, like, in it.
In it?
In the machine. It was like a, yeah, it was like a...
The machine be going in the doll?
Well, in it, in the sense that you're, like, in a chair.
Okay.
You know, it was like a thrusting machine.
Right.
So, yeah, and then, like, I guess the creepiest part of this video is just that, like, this doll, you know, it was like a, I don't know what it was made of, some, like, pliable material, so it was kind of like, well, he had a, you know, she's, like, lying down there.
Wait, the,
you
know, the doll is a she or the robot is a she?
I guess, possibly both, at least the doll.
Okay. Was it made out of, like, ballistic gel or whatever they use on Mythbusters?
What do they use it for on Mythbusters? Sex dolls?
You know, to make, like, crash test dummies or whatever?
I don't think it was that strong. I mean, all I know is that he had it arranged so that, like, her arms were kind of, like, draped over her legs a little bit, and as she was, like, being thrusted into, they kind of, like, jiggled back and forth, her, like, hand, and that, like, was the creepiest thing.
Hands.
Right, exactly. And see what they're being used for now? It just goes to show you that, you know, things are only as good or evil as the uses to which they are put. Anyway, and
I
then mean, she
I,
had, like...
I think Lady Gaga works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, right. Wasn't that somebody else invented mysterious ways? It was like, what's his name? Nash or Moby or Nashby, right? Who? Mysterious ways?
Oh, Moby.
Yeah, okay. I got it right the second time.
It was Nash?
Yeah, you know, like Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Moby.
I also think that song is called something else.
What is it called?
I don't know, but something similar to that.
That's
Colin, if you know what this song is called.
We need like a reverse Shazam. Or no, well, yeah. Wait, yeah. Anyway, the doll also had a vagina, is what I was getting to.
Right.
But, yeah. But what did the machine do? I think he just used it for videos or something.
Let me ask you this.
He was selling it, though.
What did you search for on YouTube to get this video?
I actually got to it from Amazon. And then
this was a work-related video.
That's right, yeah. I, like, found the product somehow and then searched for the name of the product on YouTube to see if, like, somebody had, you know, had demonstrated it or something. As to why I found that on Amazon, you know, this was a while ago, but I'm sure they have my search history, so I could probably find out if you really need me to.
Is this like the guy who found the upskirt video on Metro?
I don't know that one.
There was some blog post about this guy. He was like, I found this video online while doing an unrelated search, and mm-hmm. It clearly shows some guy taking upskirt videos on Metro. And,
wait.
You know,
the video shows a guy taking videos?
The video that the guy took.
Okay, so it doesn't really show him at all.
The point is that, you know, some guy's out there, like, taking upskirt videos on Metro.
How does he know it's a guy?
Okay.
If it doesn't show him.
He doesn't know that.
But it could be a robot.
I don't know. The point is, this guy's like, oh, I just stumbled upon this video while doing an unrelated search.
For Metro videos.
Right.
Yeah. And then, what, did they, like, catch him or something that he really wasn't doing an unrelated search?
Yeah, I guess.
How?
No, I don't know.
Those records are sealed.
It's just, you know, bullshit.
Yeah, right. You know, like, we caught him at the vibrator store. Wait, you caught him? Like, you were standing in line behind him? Johnny has signed off. Yeah.
All right, can I ask you about furries?
Well, you can, but I don't know that I'll be able to answer. But you can try.
What's the deal with furries?
Well, okay, I mean, what's the deal with anything, right?
Yeah, I know, but, like, that's what's okay. So interesting about it.
What? What is so interesting?
Like, I don't get it. What's
well, okay. What?
Like, what's going on?
Well, what do you mean, what's going on?
It's not that I think it's weird. I just don't...
Okay.
I just have so many questions.
Like, logistical questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, be specific.
Okay, so...
There's holes in the costume, you idiot. Of course. Right? Question one.
All right. See, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm assuming. How else would it work?
So, okay. So, does it have to be a real animal? Like, how realistic? They're not that realistic of a costume, right?
Well, in the sense that a fox is not, like, you know, 5 feet five, right?
But does it actually look like a fox, or does it look like a cartoon fox?
I'm assuming...
Like, are you just like as, like... A fox that I would see on the street, but just like a mega version? Or am I dressing up as Slylock Fox?
I mean, probably somewhere in between. I don't think they make costumes that realistic. I mean, you'd have to...
This is obviously like a major industry.
I don't know about major or industry, but I mean...
Niche market.
It's more of like a Etsy kind of thing, right? Or at that kind of scale. I mean... They're probably homemade.
Do you know
maybe.
Etsy is supposed to be like ETC? Like it's.
I mean, why though?
Because it's just like It's like Bed Bath and Beyond. They're just
no. Some, I mean, it has a. It's like Etsy, but it has a Y. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but some people pronounce etc. as Etsy, I guess.
Right. Some like computer science people do that.
There you go.
But okay. But I don't get it. Like Bed Bath and Beyond. Okay. But they don't have any of the. So it's only the Beyond. So right. It's only maybe shit better. That you don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess. Seems like a real thing or something, though, right?
Okay, so, like, do you have to always be the same animal?
I'm thinking you probably pick one, right, to like, identify with. I mean, how many costumes are you going to buy anyway? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're pretty expensive, right?
Probably. That's a lot of material.
So, I mean, but, like, can you be a unicorn?
Yeah, definitely.
A dragon or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what about, like... You know, like a Mickey Mouse, like.
Well, like, that's trademarked. I mean, you get sued for that.
If I go to Disney World and I see, you know, Pluto, am I going to be turned on?
Well, maybe that's too cartoonish. I think it has to be. I don't know. Well, also, I mean, Pluto's so innocent, right?
I don't know shit about Pluto.
Well, he doesn't even talk. I mean, that seems like, you know. Exploitation, so, right? I mean, he doesn't even understand what's going on.
Does he? I don't know. Is Pluto stupid?
He's not on the same level as the other ones, right? I mean, he's like some. He's like Mickey's
don't ask
pet.
Me. I don't fucking know anything about Pluto.
I mean, you know, he's definitely not. You know, he's not even a planet anymore, so he's not on that level,
right?
But no, I mean, like he's like Mickey's pet, or is he Goofy's pet? Anyway, whatever. The point is, like, he's not... He doesn't talk, you know, he doesn't...
So he's like a... Maybe that's like a... He's like a... Is he a pet or is he a sex pet?
Well, I mean, I don't know that that is, you know, canonical. But, I mean... you know, that hasn't been portrayed on screen.
So, I mean, I guess my biggest question is, like, how do you know if someone's hot?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Do you think it would be considered hot if you wore, like, an actual bear skin that you had killed, for example? Or someone else had killed?
I mean, your response is leading me to think that it's not, because it's too realistic, right?
Like, maybe.
Skeletons are real animals, are they?
I don't, yeah, I think you're right. It's like, that's like bestiality? I don't know.
But, I mean, is it just, like, whoever has the best costume is like the richest person gets laid the most. I mean, I guess it's probably, if you go to like a furry convention, it's probably not that hard to get laid.
I guess. I mean, that's probably all that's going on there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the convention itself is like 15 minutes long and then it's mostly just being in the hotel, right? I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I don't really. I think I knew someone who was one.
Oh, can you get them all in?
Wait, no,
was one.
He could still be. I didn't know that he was one when I knew him. So, all I heard was that one time his roommate was like, saw him like kicking like a foxtail under his bed one time, like sheepishly. I haven't talked to him, you know, since like I left college. But, and, you know, it's not like we're friends or anything. I mean, he was fine.
Okay, whatever.
yeah, I mean, he wasn't that weird or anything either. Like,
I'm not saying that they're weird.
Okay.
I just... Don't you think it's interesting? Like, it's such...
Sure.
It's such a, like... I don't want to say specific, but, like a... It's so, like, far removed, and yet all these people are doing it.
I don't know. Do you think it's that many people?
Yeah, dude, I think it's a lot of people.
Why? What's making you think that?
I don't know, because I've heard of it.
Hmm.
There's, like, enough of them, these people, to be having, like, conventions and stuff. I'm sure that, you know.
Hmm.
You know.
So, I don't even want to think about it.
There are probably lots of people who are into it, who are going to conventions and, like, buying, you know, they're probably just, like, watching some porn on the DL or something.
Sure, right, yeah, right, right. Oh, man, I haven't... Maybe we should just watch one, right? Oh, gosh. If you think they're out there?
Yeah, I'm sure they're out there.
But, I mean, here's my thing, like, yeah, every... There's like so many... There's innumerable different little groups and stuff of things like this, and yeah, they all have...
So, okay,
little...
so here's my other question. Like, so if I'm a fox, do I have to hook up with another fox?
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Okay.
Anything goes in that sense. You think it's a question.
You're like, you go and like talk to these people. Like you have a conversation. It's not like, you know, arf arf or something, right?
I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere in between. I mean, I was about to say, you know, you were asking like, how do you know if someone's hot? I mean, maybe it's mostly based on personality. In that case, I would think, well, I don't know.
That's kind of cool if true. Big if true.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, personality, but what is a good personality? Is it like...
I mean, if there's like, you know, 50 people in a room, how do I even know who I want to go talk to, you know?
Right, right.
Makeup?
Is it like most commitment to the bit?
That like, makeup question is stupid.
Sorry, I wasn't even listening, so yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, like, is it who's most, you know, like, doing the animal thing? Like, oh, wow, that guy's...
I feel very ignorant and, like, sort of douchey for asking these questions, you know?
Right, I guess we've probably driven away a lot of listeners during this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to come across as, like, furry phobic.
Right. Just furry curious?
No.
Curious?
I just want more information.
Yeah. Like these, well, you know where more information can be found. I think it's especially true in this case.
But I don't want to do any work. I just want someone to give me the answers.
Yeah, right. Well, you live in, you know, Boston. I'm sure there's plenty of people who could answer your questions.
Yeah?
Or just look it up on Wikipedia.
No, that's work. All right, whatever.
I'm sure that article is, like, way more detailed than you wanted to know or were interested to know. So, you know, that sounds like a good resource.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like, you know, Furry Central or something.
Is that what it's called? Is that what it is?
I'm sure that's a website, right? Sure. What? Yes. You're going to go there? Okay.
Incognito window.
Yeah, yeah. For some people, that means putting on a fox outfit. Am I ready?
Web server's default page.
Okay.
This web page is generated by Parallels Plesk, the leading hosting automation software.
Wow. They got the leading one.
Yeah, it's got a big flag coming out of Europe. In their logo.
Well, you know, it's hard to...
There's two Earths, so they're parallels, I guess.
What was the second word?
Plesk.
Parallel? Ples?
Plesk.
Plesk?
Plesk.
What is Plesk?
It's the leading hosting automation software.
What is Parallels?
Parallels is a worldwide leader in virtualization and automation software that optimizes computing for consumers, businesses, and cloud services providers across all major hardware, operating systems, and virtualization platforms.
Wow. That's quite a mission statement. So they're working together. Parallels plus Plesk, an unbeatable combination.
I think Plesk is the name of the product.
I see.
It's
I see.
Like a Ford Taurus.
An unbeatable combination. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to do CSS with pause. So I understand how this website has not been set up. But anyway.
Everybody's got jokes.
Uh-huh. I guess. I don't feel like we've learned anything or you know, I don't feel like we've gotten inside the head of the guy who has his head inside of a penguin's head.
Okay, so what if I just wear, like, a black sweatshirt with, like, a felt white oval on the front, like a fake beak thing that you put on your nose? Does that count?
Dude, you're trying to get laid or not? Come on. It's not going to cut it. Maybe it is, like, attention to detail that's most attractive. I mean, I really don't think it's about realism. Right? I mean, then...
Are these, like, form?
Would just be, like, fucking your dog or whatever. No, I mean, I'm just going by what I'm picturing here, but I'm picturing, like, mascot type thing. Maybe not that big, but, like...
Yeah. Okay, what about, like, the Blair Blazer?
Yeah. It's not exactly furry, right?
I don't know. Let's ask Eric Heisen.
That's true, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. let's not ask Eric Heisen. Oh, man. Do you think there's, like, geez, what are some other school mascots that, you know, whose teams we played? Like,
I can't remember a single one of them.
Right? Yeah.
The Wooten Cheatriots.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Wooten Copyright Infringers. Yeah. I knew that. What's the librarians or something?
Who?
BCC.
Why did you say librarians?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be their mascot?
I feel like it would be the North Faces. Or the Ugg boots or something.
Yeah, more like the Ugg boots. Have you noticed that Ugg boots look like cartoons? It looks like a cartoon drawing of a boot.
Do you think furries wear them?
No, they wear it.
You just wear the pots. Yeah, okay.
The costume is one piece.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
What about, like,
I don't know,
pajama onesie?
What about what?
What about, like, a pajama onesie?
I mean, you're not an animal, are you?
Yeah, but, like, it has elements.
Element, yeah, sure. And yeah, you could wear, like, a spirit hood. I mean, maybe, you know, it's just, like, probably, like, for the conventions, which is, like, what most of us imagine, you know, then, yeah, you go, like, all out. But maybe, like, just, you know, for most of the year, it's just, like, some little pajama thing that you modified, you know, and you're in a committed relationship with somebody who, you know, yeah, wears, like, a penguin beak or something.
I mean, you're in a committed relationship. You can do whatever you want.
But you want to do that.
That sentence is extremely untrue.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah, you know, I guess we don't know anything. How about let's just
take a break.
Decide what we want to be. Okay, yeah, let's decide what we want to do, and what we want to do is take a break.
Hey, y'all, it's Tina Gordon down at Sticks and Stuff, where everything is on sale. Queen pillow top mattresses are now $199. This metal buff bed is $179. And this pink twin bed is marked down to $159. At Sticks and Stuff, get a 7-piece black and glass dinette for an incredible $199. This sofa or love seat is now $299. And this huge sectional is on sale for $699. Hurry to your nearest Sticks and Stuff or visit sticksandstuff.com.
Ra ra ah ah ah, rum ah rum ma ga ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Should we do this on the air? Or should we move on to
it? Is it funny? Is it going to be funny?
I think it'll be interesting.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay,
our listener feedback told me that we should stop just reading Wikipedia.
Okay. that's a good note. Well, so I'll just read this to you. Examples of anthropomorphic attributes include exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, the ability to speak.
Facial expressions?
Wait, okay. right. Animals don't have facial expressions. Or other examples.
They do, but not if you're inside of a big mask head.
So maybe your makeup comment wasn't so far off. Maybe sometimes they use makeup.
Okay.
Anyway, the ability to speak, walk on two legs, and wear clothes. Oh, God.
What?
That was, like, examples of...
Who's wearing clothes?
I mean, hopefully they're not just naked. Okay. It originated in 1980, the term, anyway.
Like, what were these people doing before 1980?
I know, right?
Best?
Yeah, okay, so... this is not correct.
Like, is there some evidence of this happening in, like, ancient Rome?
Well, and there's evidence of, like, anything happening in ancient Rome. They didn't care. Okay, fans consider the origins of furry fandom to be much earlier than 1980. Fictional works such as Kimbo the White Lion, released in 1965, Watership Down, published in 1972, and Disney's Robin Hood.
Wait a minute, Watership Down?
These are just media about animals.
Yeah, but...
Who, like, talk and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, all it takes is some media to, like, make you realize that you're hot for that thing.
But,
Did you read that article about people who are sexually attracted to quicksand?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why? How would that happen?
It's just from watching movies where people get stuck in quicksand.
Why does that make you want to have sex with quicksand?
Why does anything make you want to have sex with anything?
That's weird. Okay. So, I think we're being judgmental. I am judging someone who wants to have sex with quicksand. It means they're gonna die, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they just want to watch videos of people being in quicksand. It doesn't even have to be people, though, apparently, for some people. It can just be anything going into quicksand.
Okay, like, how many people is this?
Enough for there to be an article, and, like, I guess there's some sort of online community where people go through old movies, find any scene where there's quicksand, and then share it with each other.
This is like Mr. Skin for quicksand.
Right.
But, I mean, the bar for there is an online community is so low, right? It takes... What, two people to make an online community?
No, there are dozens of us.
But anyway, as I read this article, I'm thinking that maybe we're being too narrow in our definition. Like, we're focusing entirely on the sexual aspects of it, but people were fans of this as a thing, like, maybe before, or, you know, before they were sexually involved with animals. So, like, people are fans of anthropomorphic animals. Like, Watership Down. But I feel like, I mean, that's been a thing forever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always had talking animals in stories, right?
Who's saying that this is a new thing?
This article is saying 1980.
Yeah, but this article sucks.
Okay, so, like, 80% of the furry fandom is male, which is a little higher than I thought, actually.
Do the males have sex with other males?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably not. I mean, I don't. I mean, or if
why?
Okay.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you're a gay furry, then sure.
But is the percentage of gay furries, like, the same as it would be in regular society?
I can't answer that question, but I'm assuming yes. The fursuits, which is the name they give for their costume, range in price from $500 to upwards of $10,000, wait for it, for models incorporating animatronics.
Oh, there's your facial expressions, then. So, wait, is Chuck E. Cheese a furry?
Well, he's just doing a job. Someone who likes Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. But it says, interesting, that while about 80% of furries do not own a full fursuit, often citing their expensive costs as a factor, a majority of them hold positive feelings towards fursuiters and the conventions in which they participate. Some fans may also wear partial suits, like we were talking about, like ears and a tail, or a head, paws, and a tail. Some people do puppetry. Okay. They have fursonas. Okay. It's like their animal persona.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it is hard to get laid at one of these things, then.
Yeah, okay, here's a picture of furry fans prepare for a race at Midwest Fur Fest 2006.
Hold on, turn around your monitor so I can see it.
Okay, look at this. This is pretty funny, right?
Hey, I'm not laughing at these people.
Okay, but this is a pretty funny picture.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, and like, yeah, you see those, like, there's like three guys here who are not in costume. They're just like, he's got like slippers on, for like animal slippers. And this guy's got like a hat with ears. And they all have a little stuffed animal friend with them. I don't know what that's about.
All right. Yeah. Well, I decided that this whole conversation was canon now, so.
Okay.
Welcome back from the break.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
There's a word, scritching, which means...
I don't want to know about this. What is it? Light, I do.
Light scratching and grooming, like animals would do. Yeah. Okay, so the largest convention, Anthrocon, had more than 5,861 participants.
More than... did you know that there are more than 42,904,655 people online on Skype right now?
That's good to know. Yeah, I'm not going to ask how many more. The thing in Pittsburgh is estimated to have generated approximately $3 million to Pittsburgh economy.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's a major industry.
Yeah, you're right. The first known conference, get it? is no longer held.
So, are people allowed to wear fursuits to your wedding?
Okay, was this what you were getting at?
Wait, what do you mean?
Was this what this whole thing was about? You just wanted to ask if you could wear a costume.
I don't have a costume. I'm just trying to make a smooth segue.
You're just trying... Yeah. You've got very slick fur over there. Very smooth. Okay, we're just getting to the sexual aspects here of the article. This is pretty good. It says, Yif redirects here. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, that the word Yif is what they use to mean have sex with. Okay. For the film festival, also known as YIFF, see Yerevan International Film Festival. That's unfortunate. So, 14 to 25% of them are homosexual, or report homosexuality. 37 to 52% are bisexual. Now, that seems way higher than...
Okay, so it is not that hard to get laid, then.
Yeah, exactly. 76% of... furry fans that report being in a relationship are in a relationship with another furry.
How many percent?
76.
Okay.
That seems low. Anyway, there you go. So, yeah, okay, so, like, only, you know, maybe, like, 37% say that sexual attraction is important in their furry activities. So,
Yeah.
So, all right. We've got tunnel vision here.
Alright, I'm just focused on the sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a fanzine called Rower Brazzle.
First of all, what? A fan?
Yeah, I don't think I...
Is this
1988? This is 1983. To 2014. Oh, no, it's still going.
Wait a minute.
It's a present.
It's called what? It's called Rar Brazzers?
No, it's not porn. It's Rower Brazzle, one word. Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's Rowrbrazzle.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a major industry, then.
I guess, yeah, it has a fanzine.
So, cool.
All right.
I'm glad that's
I think we need to talk about something else.
So, Oscar nominations?
Yeah, man. Once again, Grammar Team was snubbed. I can't believe it. I mean, and they nominated The Aviator again?
Do you have a copy of that movie?
Of course.
Couldn't find mine.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have it on DVD somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Right. As opposed to what?
Like, on my computer. Electronically. Oh, okay. I store all my movies on the cloud.
Uh-huh. I project all my movies on the cloud. Yeah, well, maybe it was stolen by the Russians. That damn Russian
spot. I did have it on
grammar.
A server that all the files got deleted.
Oh, yeah? The Pirate Bay?
No. Just on a computer.
What are you doing... getting all your files deleted?
Oh, it wasn't my fault. It was... somebody was dumb.
They thought they were on the test server?
No, it was like... basically, it was in a RAID array, and then all the hard drives started failing, and nobody thought to replace them.
Oh. Okay. Why did all of them start failing?
Well, I don't know how quickly they all started failing, but, you know, one of them failed, and another one failed, and before you know it, all your files are deleted, or they're still there, but they all have weird names.
I see. Well, yeah. Well, I say find your DVD, or, didn't we put it on YouTube? No, we didn't.
That's what I thought, but it turns out the answer is no.
You know, I think at that time there was like a, you know, 10-minute limit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Right.
Now we can do Grammar Team 100 hours.
Yeah. Which 5-second clip from that movie would you loop over and over again for 100 hours?
Let's see, one where Diego throws a rock.
Oh, man, romance. That was great. Wait. We were talking about this.
Maybe the one where Terrence eats the newspaper?
That was pretty good.
That's actually why I was looking for the movie.
You were trying to find that?
Yeah.
Are you teaching a class on eating paper? I don't know. We were talking about...
How about...
What was the deal with that spider your way on down to subway thing?
Yeah.
Why did that happen, and what was it again?
I don't know. It was like spider on down to 7-Eleven to get the new spider sub, or I don't know.
Subway. But no, wasn't it? It was inspired by true events, right?
Yeah.
Like some NASCAR thing?
Dude, I don't know. I think it was just something on the radio, or...
it was just in the air.
Alright, if I ever get sent back in time, I'll write it down.
Okay, like on your body, maybe.
I'll get it tattooed, like on my...
Right. On what?
Like on my pec.
On your pec.
Yeah. In like really nice like script cursive.
Right. Calligraphy, yeah. But make sure to do it like backwards, I guess, so you can look in a mirror.
Oh yeah, smart.
Yeah. See if you can remember that. Wow, who do you think you're gonna be able to find to do backwards calligraphy on your pec?
I mean, I don't know, how hard could it be?
I don't know. I've never done forwards calligraphy anywhere, nor written anything on a pec, so.
I mean, you just, like, write it, make, you know, I'm sure it's not that hard.
Okay.
Haven't you ever watched, like, Miami Ink or something like that?
No.
Me neither.
I was going to say something about whatever.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Foxy Outfit. Welcome to Burger King, home of the Yumbo sandwich.
This is Burger King, right?
I don't even know where I am right now.
What is going on? What is the Yumbo?
That's one of the best things that came out of the 70s. It's like sandwich gold.
The Yumbo from back in the day is back with Black Forest ham and melty cheese. Now on our 2 for $5 menu, baby. Only at Burger King.
Yumbo.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Vince.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
I forgot I didn't introduce you this episode. Right?
I don't know. I'm Vince.
Well,
this is Vince.
Oh. Hey. So now if you're just tuning in, hopefully everyone is just tuning in now. So they can get the introductions from the start. What was the question? What have I been up to? What's up with me? What's going on with me? How's it going with me?
Yeah.
Something like, well, I mean, you know, it's a 4-part question. I'm going to have to get to them one at a time.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do it in the order of 2, 3, 1, 4. So I think the second one was, I told you about 1408. Has he been in a good movie lately?
Oh my God, I just remembered something I have to tell you. Okay, anyway. So, apparently my brother tell me if you've heard
of this movie. I'll get back to your question.
On New Year's Eve, my brother,
Eric,
his girlfriend,
Vanessa Agard,
they went to my parents' house and watched this movie called Caveman Valentine.
I've never heard of that.
Apparently it's a movie where Samuel L. Jackson is a homeless man who lives in a cave, sees a murder, and then tries to solve it.
A murder in his cave?
Outside of his cave.
Where outside?
It's in Central Park.
He lives in a cave in Central Park?
It's a big park, dude.
It's not that big. I guess that was also the plot of that movie, A Troll in Central Park. Anyway, so he sees a murder.
God.
What?
Troll? Troll 2?
Oh, yeah, oh my God.
They're eating her!
Then they're going to eat me! Oh my God! So he tries to solve it. and he's the only one who is on the case. No one else cares.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Okay, Caveman Valentine.
Yeah.
What's why Valentine? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Does it take place on Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I mean, it's just I'm just telling you what my mom told me about the movie.
All right, so here's the facts. Samuel L. Jackson plays a homeless guy who witnesses a murder from within his cave and tries to solve it, and it was watched by your brother on New Year's Eve.
And his girlfriend, who is
and his girlfriend's
sister.
What?
Yeah.
Vanessa Zhang?
No.
Nancy Zhang?
No. We can call her Vanessa.
I'm sure she doesn't want her identity, you know, divulged. You know, I met one girl, let's call her Vanessa, who said that she'd had sex with 16 men by the time she was 4 years old.
What?
I don't know. That's, you know, I'm doing an expose here.
When you call into the radio, you have to always use a fake name.
You're right. So that's why I always go by Ben on this show.
Exactly.
Is that the end of your story?
Dude, she's Nancy Zhang's sister.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. What is she doing?
Being in college?
Oh, Maryland?
Yeah.
How much longer?
I don't know. One more semester?
Okay, that makes sense. And then what?
I don't know. Apparently I asked what Nancy was doing.
Okay.
He said that she is
driving a motorcycle.
She's working at some sort of startup in New York. I don't know.
Some sort of Starbucks?
Startup. You're not doing
more specific than that, dude. Okay. So she's making coffee for people in New York.
Anyway, so back to your stupid thing. What were you saying? Samuel L. Jackson?
Has he been in a good movie lately?
I don't know. Has he ever been in a good movie?
What was that one?
Well, he does like 10 movies a year, so probably.
Right. But Nicolas Cage does like 100 movies a year, and they are all bad, at least in the past few years.
True. Bad Lieutenant. Did that come out 10 years ago?
No, that can't be right. I think it must be like 8 years ago.
Okay, I would believe that.
Yeah. What was that one, you know, that, speaking of good sandwiches, you know, like House Vengeance or like NYPD Blue or like Blue Cops or like...
He was a cop?
My neighbor next door is a cop.
Oh, that one. The name of the movie was the name of a street.
Blue House.
No, it was like Lakeview Terrace. I think that's
Lakeview Terrace. Are you sure about that?
It was something like that. I watched this movie.
I know you did.
And he was like a bad guy.
Right.
And then he said, he said something like, I warned you! Something. Oh, damn it.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch that trailer.
Right. And it was actually because his daughter had, like, died of an interracial marriage or something.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, super racist or... I don't know.
Was he? Yeah, I don't know.
Something
like that. Dude, okay. Actually, yeah, here's a real opinion that I have or, like, want to ask about. Did you see this movie Django Unchained?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just came out, right?
Yeah, the sequel.
It's going in the other direction. Yeah, okay. Go on.
Right. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Not much.
Okay. I feel like it was just Inglourious Basterds for black people.
Yeah. Sure.
And like, I didn't like that.
Because you're not black.
I didn't like Inglourious Basterds. It's just like, what is the point? Like, what is the point of these movies? Like, it was the exact same thing. I liked it like halfway through, you know, through the first half, and then it just became like ridiculous and like not in a good way at all.
I mean, it's just Tarantino.
Not really.
This might be my masterpiece.
Yeah, that was
just like so full of himself. He's just making movies for himself that he thinks are awesome.
Why is that on? I mean, he didn't used to do that, you know, completely.
Well, you know, all the fame went to his head.
I guess. It is a big head. I don't know. It was just like, God, why? What was the point?
Have you watched the show Empire?
No, I heard it was good.
Yeah, it's not too bad so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
You excited for Ant-Man?
Lee Daniels.
What about Lee Daniels?
He, like, is the show creator.
Oh, really? I don't think I knew that.
You may remember him from Lee Daniels, the butler.
I do. Lee Daniels, colon, the butler. I've never seen a movie by Lee Daniels. Or a TV show. So,
what shows you is good?
I don't really watch like anything on current TV, except for like, and by that I mean the Al Gore channel. I haven't watched that, but I appreciate.
What are you doing?
What
are you doing? Head in the game.
I watched Bridezillas.
I was not aware until now that that was the name of a show.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's like Godzilla. Get it?
Oh, I saw that movie with...
Did you?
Yeah. It basically had Heisenberg for like five
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Watanabe, is that his name?
That's a guy.
Yeah. And some guy who's like a fake Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Nice.
It was not too bad.
Yeah, I heard that people were making fun of the monster for being fat.
I didn't hear that.
Well, do you think he was fat?
I don't remember. I don't judge,
you don't remember.
I don't judge people or monsters like that.
So, do you think Godzilla counts? Like, if you dressed up as Godzilla, is that hot?
I feel like it's too, like, monstrous. Like
scaly, you know, right? The word...
I mean, maybe, like, if you were, like, a crocodile or something, that might be cool. But, like, you know...
But Godzilla, the word is furry.
Godzilla can't be, like... anthropomorphized, yeah. You know, you're not gonna like, hey Godzilla, what's up? He just like, you know, breathes fire and stomps on you.
Does Godzilla breathe fire?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Ken Watanabe in this movie had a really stupid character. His whole point was just to be like wise Oriental man and say things like, you know, like the army is trying to like, you know, nuke this Mothra or whatever, and he's just like...
Wait, Mothra's in this?
It's like a fake Mothra, I don't know.
What do you mean a fake Mothra?
He's just like, you know, ah, oh, she is trying to mate, or I don't know.
I'm going to stop you right there. What did listener feedback say about racist impressions? I didn't know they had Mothra in this movie.
No, it's not. I don't know what it is. It's like there's these two flying things that are like trying to eat all the nuclear material on Earth.
That sounds good.
No, it's bad, because then they just destroy all the cities. They destroy, like, Tokyo and Honolulu and Las Vegas.
Our best cities.
Then they go to San Francisco to, like, bang or something. And then Godzilla comes up out of the ocean and, like, kills them both. And then goes back in the... Sorry, spoiler. That's the whole movie.
Sure. Oh. I see. I didn't know that at all. So it's not even... He's not even, like, the main character?
Yeah, no, he's not even in the movie for most of the movie.
Oh.
He's just, like... Bryan Cranston.
Do you ever see them on screen at the same time?
No.
I have a theory, then.
Bryan Cranston's fat.
Well, I mean, I know he lost a lot of weight for that drug dealer role, but... Go back on.
Yeah, so on Empire, Howard's character has ALS and he's going to die in 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
Yeah, 3 years.
Does anyone ever really get like a 3-year sentence? I mean, not sentence, prognosis?
You have ALS?
I've never had ALS.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. I'd have to dump a bunch of ice on top of me. If I...
Too soon.
Yeah. right. I was thinking that a pretty funny Onion headline would be like, thousands mutilated in new acid bucket challenge for Vertigo or something like that.
Yeah,
you can see it, right? Needs work, but... Anyway, he has ALS, okay, and he's a record producer, right?
Yeah. No, he owns a record label. He's trying to take it public.
Oh.
But also, he's trying to groom one of his three sons to be his successor as the head of the company.
Mmm.
But one of his sons is like a scheming business guy. He's got like all these degrees, he's always wearing a suit. Married to a white woman. One of his sons is like a teen rap star, but he's like super entitled and like he acts out in public. And then the other son is like this talented R&B singer, but he's gay and Terrence Howard is super homophobic.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then his ex his wife just got out of jail, and she wants half her company back.
He could pick some.
But he's going to die in 3 years, so he's got
to... That's right, he doesn't have to pick one of his sons, does he?
I mean, yeah, he does. It's family business.
He's got what?
It's a family business. He has 3 years.
Why? So far it's just him, right? Okay. 3 years, three sons. I think you should spend 1 year auditioning each of them.
That's a good idea.
And then we'll really know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. They should hire me to be a counselor for terminal patients. I'll just come up with the perfect activity for each of them to do. Oh, you got 6 months? All right. Beat the high score in pinball. That's how long it'll take.
It sounds like a good movie.
That was a little character that I just made up.
Yeah, that's gonna be your character in the movie.
The Death Doctor.
The sentence.
That's pretty. Every sentence comes to an end. No, wait. Every sentence has a subject and a verb. No, okay. He was a small town doctor. They were about to die. Well, you know, the trailer, we can work on that later.
This summer.
Yeah, it'll be like, I guess I guess this concept already kind of exists. This is just people who didn't have their own bucket list.
All right, yeah.
So I'm sure we could...
Dr. We could Bucket.
That's why they call me. We could probably get Morgan Freeman back for the sequel. And who was the other guy? Rob Reiner?
X-Men Origins Mr. Bucket.
Wait, are you talking about that bucket guy?
The toy.
The guy... The toy, yeah. He's called Mr. Bucket?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who wants you to put your balls in his mouth.
Right. You say you wanted them to put their balls in your mouth.
So here, you wanted children to put their balls in your mouth.
You don't have to lie.
You don't have to lie.
I was watching the other one, that one the other day about, cans, bottles, jars, all hard to open if you're retarded.
Yeah. That one's applicable to everyday life.
What'd you say?
That one's applicable to everyday life.
Right. Every time you fail to open something. The other one I was thinking about the other day was, now you don't have to with new female anti-poopicant. Honey, would you love me more if I didn't poop? You poop?
I like John Worley here with Flip a Baby. Do you hate babies? Flip a Baby.
Yeah, that guy had charisma.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point that site started sucking.
Yeah.
But who knows?
That's right. There's Vine now.
There's Vine. Yeah, true. I read an article about how Vine is an industry.
It's a major industry.
You should have a business magazine that, you know, every month has major industry rankings. New on the list of major industries.
Major industry.
Waffle sculptures. Rankings.
I could do that. I could.
Yeah, power rankings.
I'll do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody give me a blog.
Somebody give me a blog. You have one. Dude, actually, I heard that if you go to the homepage of obscureporn.com, it redirects you to an actual porn site now.
No, it doesn't. Is that true?
That's what I heard.
Wait, who told you that?
I'll give you the backstory on this. Diane was homesick, and her, like, eye was messed up, so she couldn't watch anything, so she was, like, trying to download some podcasts. What?
It does not do that.
Okay, maybe it's fixed. Anyway.
Iris.
Yeah, maybe. So she's trying to download some podcasts.
Maybe she spelled it wrong.
What?
Maybe she spelled it wrong.
That's true. I mean, she somehow... Well, so I'll continue with the story.
This is her story about an unrelated search. I was just trying to download some podcasts.
That's true. I didn't think of our website as, you know, an alibi option for, you know, people who've been caught searching. Yeah, so she finally did make it somehow to the podcast section. She said by clicking really quickly before it redirected. So then she said, I tried to leave her podcast. I didn't make it very far. And then she just listened to Serial instead. You see that? We lost another listener to Serial.
God damn,
what have they been
Serial.
Doing they haven't done?
Fucking yeah. Serial.
Yeah. That thing sucks.
We should declare war on Serial.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to fund the Serial Rebels.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid. Yeah, I think we should... I bet we could do a better job investigating that case. You know what? Let's do it. I'm going to call out that guy.
Next time on Ben and Vince Show. it's all fake, you know.
Yeah, you think so?
Was there even a payphone in our studio?
Dude, there haven't been payphones for like 20 years now.
Remember that movie Phone Booth with Colin Farrell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me watch that again.
Remember that movie Cellular with Colin Farrell?
I think that Forrest Whitaker is playing the same character that he played in that movie in Tac 3N.
Oh, he's in Tac 3N?
Yeah, and he plays the same dude.
I haven't seen either of those, so I don't even know that he was in Phone Booth.
Yeah, he's in Phone Booth.
So you think it's all part of the same universe?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that means Jack Bauer is the one who's killing Liam Neeson's family.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Taking them.
Tethering them. I thought you were going to say he's the one who killed Hey Min.
What?
The girl from Serial.
Fuck Serial.
Yeah, okay. I saw a trailer for a Liam Neeson movie that I could have sworn, like, we were...
Was it A Walk Among the Tombstones?
No, it's coming out soon. I mean, or, like, it hasn't come out yet. We went to see a movie recently, like, last weekend, and there's a trailer, and Diane was like, wait, is this for Taken 4? But it would just look like the exact same plot as all the Taken movies, but it wasn't a Taken movie.
Are you sure it wasn't A Walk Among the Tombstones?
What's that one about?
It's about Liam Neeson is this, like, old retired cop or detective or army guy or something, and then someone's wife and daughter gets taken, and he has to go find them?
No. It's about his son getting taken or something. Oh, or, like, people are trying to kill his son for some reason, and he has to
Does he have a special set of skills?
Yeah, I think so.
He's talking on the phone, yeah. Same movie. Whatever, I'll watch it.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it looked pretty bad.
I don't care.
You heard it here, movie studios. Vince will give you his money.
Are you going to see Ouija 2?
Is this going to be... I didn't know there was a 1. I think I did know there was a 1.
Yeah.
Clearly, I haven't consulted one, or I would have foreseen this.
Wait, so Diane doesn't like the podcast?
I guess not. Yeah.
Amanda doesn't like it either.
They should have a podcast.
She said it sounds fake.
What? Okay, that's not a complaint that I've heard before. Fake, what does that mean?
It means we're not...
We're not being ourselves.
We're not being ourselves. We're being fake.
But, I mean, isn't that an improvement?
We sound dumb. Sounds so dumb. Can't even listen to it.
I mean, that's surely just an equipment failure, right? You know, we just need better recording devices. Not capturing the intelligence of our natural voices.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
So you want to help me fill out this jury duty form?
Oh my god, do you have to do jury duty?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh my god. What's the case? You probably can't tell me.
Well, you can't... They don't tell you until you get there.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Well, what do you think it is? Oh my god, are you on the Boston... Oh my god, oh my god.
No, it's not in federal court. It could be Aaron Hernandez, though.
What happened? What was that?
You know, this guy who played for the Patriots who was a serial killer, allegedly.
Wow, that's...
Sorry. That's wrong. I shouldn't have said that. The guy who played for the Cheatriots who was a serial killer, allegedly.
Right. Sounds like he's cheating at life. Or something like that. Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe it's that. But maybe you know too much about football to be unbiased.
No, I know.
Yeah, you got to play dumb. I don't think it's really fair for me to be on a jury because I can read thoughts.
So if you're in, but if you're on a jury for like a really high profile case, can't you like get like a book deal or something out of it?
Maybe afterward. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know how it works, right? Because, like, I mean...
Sometimes they order you not to say anything, right?
If you're, like, to even... Like, they don't even reveal who's on the jury? That can't be right.
No, like, you're not allowed to, like, talk about the case afterward.
Oh, even afterward?
If it's, really? Like... Yeah, I don't know.
Can they do that? I didn't know that. I'm not sure.
They're judges, man. They can do whatever they want.
Oh my god, you're right, because they make the laws.
Bad judge.
No, that seems pretty bad.
It's right there in the name.
I'm judging it. As it's suggesting that I do. So, are you trying to...
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I'm trying it.
Okay. What's your excuse going to be?
I didn't hear the rest of the question.
Are you trying to get out of it?
Oh, I don't know. Just help me fill out this form.
All right, what do you need? Do you need a recommendation?
What's my name?
Okay. I think I know this. I think it's like... Is it Forrest Whitaker? I think you just put that.
Pretty much the only question that's on here that's interesting is...
Oh, I thought you were saying that was the only question that was interesting.
Is there anything else in your background, experience, employment, training, education, knowledge, or beliefs that might affect your ability to be a fair and impartial juror? If yes, please describe.
Well, you were raised to be very tolerant of everyone. So, as an act of rebellion, you decided to be really racist. That sounds plausible, right?
Yeah.
Just show up in your furry costume, which I know you have.
I don't have one.
I mean, I'm sure they'll, you know... Yeah. I don't know. Do you think... What do you think? Do you think if you did that, they'd be like, uh-huh, just take off the costume, sir. Like, we know you're trying to get out of this.
You probably... I don't even know if they'd let you, like, go through security with that on.
That's true. They need to, like, ID you. Yeah, and then there's, like, a lot of room in there to hide a firearm or something. Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to wear, anyway.
What you're going to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet if you go online, you'll read, like, a bunch of things like, you should dress up really nice, and then, like, they don't like to put rich people on juries, or, like, people who are too smart or anything. Then other people will be like, you should dress really crappy, because if you're too poor, then they won't want to do it. Or something. I think, you know what, I think just be yourself. That's the best you can do.
If you've ever been on jury duty, call in.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get this judge to like you, you know? I don't know.
Judge. My name is Judge.
Oh my god, I was just thinking about that the other day. God. So amazing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, jeez. Did you hear they're recutting the fourth season to be chronological?
What's the point?
I know. What's the point? I mean, I still feel like if they made a fifth season, I'd be, like, excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, maybe.
About 2026, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear Amazon hired Woody Allen to make a TV show?
Yeah, I did hear.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like, how did they convince him? He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would want to make a TV show.
Doesn't he need money? Wait, I thought he was making a movie.
He makes movies all the time. No, I think he's making a TV show.
I thought Amazon was putting movies in theaters.
Yeah, they're also... That's another thing.
All right.
But that was another...
He, like... accused of being like a child abuser or something, so he needs money?
I don't think he needs money. How much? I really don't think he needs money.
He wants to repair his image. Amazon's the only one who will hire him.
No, he makes movies all the time. I'm sure he has another movie coming out, you know, anytime now. And he just does that because he likes to do it. But he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would want to make
movies or the child abuse.
I don't know how much longer he's continued the child abuse, you know, after that one time. I guess he's married to her, so. Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't get that he.
Did you know incest is legal in New Jersey?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, how close?
It doesn't matter. Any close. That's apparently, dangerous. they rewrote the laws in 1978, and then they just forgot to fill that section in.
What?
I don't want to talk about this too much because it's just stealing material from another show.
Yeah.
It's true, apparently.
When you say rewrote, do you mean like they just copied it out? They were just like transferring the law from one book to another?
I don't know.
That's crazy, man. George Michael should move to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What were we talking about? To answer your question, it's going fine.
Okay, good. Well, that's all I needed to know. So.
All right, we're out of time.
That's our show.
Maybe we'll get to a second question next week. Try to remember those other three, and I'll try to get back to them.
Yeah, it's 1, 3, and 4, right?
Yeah, so far I did 2. All right. See you next time for episode 4. How are you, episode 2?
Can we have Dominic on?
God, I wish. But I mean, it's a audio format here, you know? I mean, you're only getting half the impact.
All right, when we get our public access show, he'll be the first guest.
Yeah. He could be the host, for all I care.
What if that's his actual job?
Yeah, how would we know? I didn't keep up.
I'm gonna look him up after the show.
Go look him up on a Wikipedia page.
Alright. Well, it's been fun talking to you all, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until next time, don't listen to Serial.
Until next time, we're gonna try to hack the Serial website to redirect you to a porn site.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Alright. See you next time on The Ben and Vince Show.